Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, sorry we're starting a little late here. We had to wait for a piano lesson to finish here. And because we at the School of Entrepreneurship, it's also the School of Piano Studio. And we're teaching online right now because so many people are still hiding under their beds from the invisible boogeyman out there called coronavirus. And sometimes those lessons get started a little late, the technical difficulties, and that slows us down getting started. Here at the show, you're listening to Channel U, Channel, and then the letter U, like Channel University, coming to you from the Raven Institute, the School of Entrepreneurship at the Raven Institute, 5 schools of mastery in the new consciousness, those 5 schools being energy, entrepreneurship, leadership, performance, and writing. And we try to do a thematic show every day of the week, 5 days of the week, 5 themes. And today being our second day of the week, our second theme, entrepreneurship. This is kind of it's a carryover from yesterday's show where we adapted Robert Kiyosaki's, now we know about it, Cash Flow Quadrant to our own energy school adaptation of that concept, the Energy Flow Quadrant. Woo! Because one day it just occurred to us, me, that, hey, what if I looked at the Cash Flow Quadrant and applied it to energy? We were struggling mightily with our own business and businesses and trying to figure out, we're integrating this new consciousness, this new information, and we tried to pretend we're these cool business owners and doing things the old-fashioned way, and boy, did it get messy. And so we were trying to figure it out, and this was just my way of saying, well, wait a minute, this cash flow quadrant works, it creates ease. It allows people to create unlimited wealth and potential by exposing them to new information and getting them out of the rat race that they've been conditioned to play in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so what if I apply my understanding that I'm coming to in the area of energy and how energy serves us and how it works and applied it to Robert Kiyosaki's class, Cash Flow Quadrant. And it worked. It was amazing. It was brilliant. One of my superpowers is adaptation. It's important to know what your superpowers are, because then you can kind of go do those things and get excited about it and create some really great stuff for yourself. So that's the creativity quadrant. Five areas we like to help people work in: self-worth, creativity, abundance, health, and relationships. Those are, again, I'm always popping up here at the Raven Institute. What? So anyway, today we're going to talk about Robert Kiyosaki's actual cash flow quadrant. Grab your paper and pencil. I probably should have put that in the description. And I will for future podcast listeners, so you can see that and have that paper pencil handy. But anyways, I'll let you go do that while you're listening. Grab some paper, grab a pencil. And we're gonna draw this thing out so you can see it. And you can Google it too, but it's nice to write out your own and add notes and things like that. If you'd like to call us with questions and comments, you can reach us at area code 515-602-9786. That's 515-602-9786 if you're listening live. Our audience is growing every day. We're getting excited about that. We'll start doing interviews soon, interviewing people in our various areas, our 5 schools of mastery, those 5 themes that we have in our shows every week. All right, focusing today on entrepreneurship in the new consciousness from the Energy School at the Raven Institute, your host, Robert Joseph Palmer, a carryover from yesterday's show, where we adapted Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant to our own Energy School adaptation and called it the Energy Flow Quadrant. Today, we look at the actual quadrant created by Robert Kiyosaki. And as a precursor, actually, to next Monday's energy show, because we're going to jump back into the energy adaptation and continue where we left off. Wow, is that fun? If you could listen to yesterday's show, that's April 27th, Monday, the Energy Show, Energy in the New Consciousness. Man, that was fun. And a lot of great stuff came out of that. So anyway, we're going to focus on the actual cash flow question, where all these ideas come from. And we got to give props out and credit to Robert Kiyosaki and also Daryl Anka channeling Bashar. Because a lot of the understanding about how energy works, how energy serves us, comes from those two sources. And a little shout out to the Crimson Circle, too, channeling Adamus St. Germain out of Golden, Colorado. So, you know, the Energy School for us is a compilation of a lot of great information coming from those sources. So we want to give them credit. These are not our own ideas. These are our way of integrating them and sharing them with you. Speaking of integration, a full integration has happened. Yes, you're the divine master embodiment on the planet now. And so our five themes or five schools of mastery really help you experience that integration with ease. But it's new. This new consciousness is pretty new stuff. The work is over. Talk about that a lot today. And, you know, this cash flow quadrant is a direct manifestation of that full embodiment of the divine master and the human. Because we now create with ease and flow. In fact, the word flow is in this thing. And no longer do we, you know, have to struggle and worry and worship and all that weird stuff, all those W's. And the work's over. So let's just get good at enjoying our lives and understanding how this new energy works on the new planet Earth. All right. Because enough of us are in agreement about it, it's come to fruition. So let's just enjoy it. Work is done. So, you know, one of those signs you want to look for, if you feel like you're working hard, if you feel like the people you're trusting with information to help you improve are telling you to work harder, if you're not experiencing, if you're experiencing dis-ease in any of those areas of self-worth, creativity, abundance, health and wellness, and relationships, then you are trying to create outside of the full integration that's happened to you. You're trying to, what I call, create human alone. And divine intelligence, your divine intelligence, not the divine intelligence, yours, it's yours, can't work with you like that. Got to get things together. Yes, you're both sovereign. But when you try to work alone, which is that human mindset or attachment to a lot of limitations and limited belief systems, divine intelligence, yours, can only sit there and watch and wait. We call it, you know, a lot of the masters say, watch you from over this short wall or short hedge. And just watch you over there doing your thing. And it's just, it's brutal to watch. So it's brutal for you to experience. So if you're experiencing brutality, you know you're not in the flow. You're not channeling your higher self. Okay? So when you hear this information like I did, I was suddenly realizing that I was channeling some major information that was going to create serious ease back into my life. I say back into my life because I experienced it for decades. Then I became an entrepreneur, which is such a funny line that shows up all the time in our household here and at our school. You know, blah, 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 blah. I used to do that. Then I became an entrepreneur. You know, all those things that brought me joy and I preferred, I used to do until I became an entrepreneur. So, man, did I get out of whack. I was experiencing the right side of the cash flow quadrant and creating massive, great, fun stuff, even though I wasn't even aware of the new consciousness yet. And so I know the feel. I know the difference. We all can. We all do. You know what it feels like when you're in flow. You know what it feels like when you're in dis-ease. They're very different. I mean, catch a virus, get sick. And for that week and that month or that, you know, those few days, you're just like, oh, my gosh. And when you get better, you're like, whoa, that's the difference. Okay? That's the difference. So you have felt that. Okay? Because that's your natural state of being is wellness. So when you're experiencing virus dis-ease, there's something, you know, that's out of whack with your energy. because energy is serving you all the time. We're going to talk about that today, but it's serving a very low frequency when you're not well, when you're in dis-ease. It's just serving your dis-ease because it's unconditional. Oh, you're in dis-ease? Okay, here you go. There's more. And you'll learn through contrast what you actually prefer. Wait, I prefer being healthy. I prefer feeling better. While you're laying there in your bed sweaty all over the place and feeling like crap and puking in the toilet, you're like, man, I don't prefer this at all. So energy is serving you in the contrast of what you prefer. You know, you don't have to learn that way, though. Every now and then you need a little kick in the butt. And I understand that, but wouldn't it be nice to not have to learn and get what you need when you need it like that? To understand what you prefer by experiencing the contrast of what you prefer? Wouldn't it be nice to just be in the flow, stay in the flow? Come on, people. And then, you know, when you're in the flow, you want other people to join you in the flow. It's fun. You're like, come on in. The water's great. Okay. So we're just kind of wired that way. Like, you're not going to go be in the flow by yourself. The hell. So kind of weird. I mean, you're actually not on the right side of the quadrant when you're doing that. We talked about that yesterday. It was kind of an aha moment. You may look like you are and even think you are, and all these other people think you are, but you're not. Because you're missing out on a lot of things. And people in ease aren't missing out on stuff. Everything's you get all of the abundance. Okay, so let's get the paper and pencil out. Let's go ahead and draw a big four square. Just pull that whole page up. Whoop, or you can fold your paper twice, long way, halfway, and you get your four square. Just create that four square. Equal quadrants. Quad. Four. Maybe you learned something today from that. If you did, turn the radio up and get out of here. That's enough. The rest is going to go right over your head. Okay, so anyway, so you got your quad. Now, in the upper left-hand corner, the 1/4 over there, you're going to put a big E. That stands for employee. Okay? We're in Robert Kiyosaki. Yesterday it stood for, what did it stand for? Oh, it was an F. It was an F for fear, but today it's an E, for employee. Now, directly below that, still on the left side of your quadrant, your four square, the bottom left is going to be a big, gigantic S. And that's for stupid. No, it's not. We'll talk about that later. So the E stands for employee. The S stands for self-employed. Hey, and yeah, it's stupid because I know. Yeah, I've been both. Okay, and so moving around, and we'll talk more about these in depth later. So E in the upper left-hand corner, right below that, the lower left, self-employed, big S. And then you can write self-employed. And the E you can write employee. Okay? And then moving over to the right side, we're going to go to the upper right, and we're going to put a big B in there. B as in boy, as in Bob. And you're going to write business owner. And B stands for, you know, the business owner owns what Robert Kiyosaki calls a B-type business. We'll talk about that. And then the bottom right hand of the quad, right side, bottom right, you're going to write a big capital I, and that's for investor. Yeah. So you got your ESBI, okay? Your four squares. Upper left, E for employee. Bottom left, S for self-employed. Upper right, B for business owner. Lower right, I for investor. Okay, so you're there. Now let's talk about them. Let's go to the E for employee. Now you can write this in the E box anywhere you want. The employee has a job. And most of us have done that or we're doing it. We have a job. Okay. And so when you have a job, you're pretty much, you know, screwed. No, I mean, you're somebody else's, you know, you're making somebody else, and we'll talk about that, independent, because they don't need to do what you're doing for them. So you have a job, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with it. It's just that's where you are. But after a while, you get sick of having a job, and you're like, man, I watch this all day. I know I can do it better. I really want to do this. I want to do something else. I want to do it for myself. Like maybe you're a chef, and then you're like, I'm going to have my own restaurant. Ah! So you go down, and then right below that, the lower left, and you become the S, the self-employed. Okay? And you can write in that box, where self-employed owns a job. So the employee has a job and the self-employed owns a job. So you feel like you've taken a leap forward. You know, you've elevated and expanded yourself immeasurably. And before long, you realize the job owns you. And most self-employed people are like, man, life was simpler when I was just an employee. Because I actually had a little tie. Because, yeah, you know, the self-employed is typically working 70-plus hours a week. I know I was 80-plus and getting nowhere fast. Or getting nowhere slow. Okay, so both of those people on the left side of the quadrant, nothing wrong with that, but, you know, they pretty much don't have either time or they don't have money. Because when they have time, they're not making any money. And when they have money, they don't have any time. They never get both. And we call it active income because they always have to be present for whatever is coming through. Energy is serving them, but it's serving them, you know, to be this hardworking that's not getting anywhere. Okay? And it's very tough. And it's typically a 45-plus year plan. And at the end of it, you die and you have nothing. Okay? Or you retire and you have to go back to work. That's, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong or anything, although I'm making derogatory comments, but I can because I'm there and I've been there. But that left side has is a very different lifestyle. Okay, so we're going to move over to the right side, bottom or the top right, the B box, and that was the business owner. And that person, we're going to write this in that B box, owns a system. Okay, so they own a system where the system and people do the work. They leverage the system and they leverage people to do the work, like employees, maybe self-employed. I don't know. So a way to understand a person who owns a B-type business, a simple explanation that we all understand is like a franchise owner. Like say you own a McDonald's, okay? You own the system, okay? They actually send you to Hamburger University, that's what it's called. And you learn the whole system. Every time you walk into a McDonald's or any franchise-type business, you walk in and they're all the same. You know, they all look the same, the layout, the feng shui, the flow. Everything that happens is the same. And that person just leverages that system. And you never see the B-type business owner running their business. You'll never see him there. Although for some reason, I see Dunkin' Donut guys in there. I don't know what they're doing. They should never be in there because the system doesn't work and you leverage people. Some people just can't let go. They were self-employed at one time and they don't know how to let go. So, and a lot of times, you know, you end up owning more than one franchise. And so it's very different from the person who's a self-employed person, for instance, who owns a restaurant. See, if you own the restaurant, you don't own a system unless you build that to a system, which is going to take, you know, a decade or more. It's going to cost you several hundred thousand to millions of dollars to make that happen. And that's what happens with a lot of B-type business owners that are franchise owners. It's a wonderful system. In fact, it has a 90-plus percent rate, success rate, compared to the self-employed, it has a 90-plus percent failure rate. So franchise does work. The problem with franchise, though, is a small window. Very few people can step into that because it's a million-plus investment to get a franchise started, or at least several hundred thousand dollars. And it's very difficult. So it leaves a lot of people out. Okay? And we'll talk about how a B-type business doesn't necessarily have to be that way, but that's, yeah. But I'm going to move on. I'll move back to that, how that could be solved. So the B-type business owner creates so much abundance that eventually they become the I right below it in the bottom right. They become an investor where not only is the system doing the work, but now money is starting to work for them. So in that box with the capital I investor in there, you write investor, capital I, hopefully you did that. We write money does the work. So notice on the right side that the people on the right side aren't doing the work. The system's doing the work. They're leveraging systems and people. And then the investor is allowing the money to do the work. So energetically, very, very different on the right side. A few more statistics about the right and left side. The right side is what we call passive income. Remember, the other side was active income. You got to be present. Passive income flows and grows and expands without you having to be there. You're not the magic. Right? I mean, not that you're invisible completely, but you don't have to work 80 hours a week and be inside some brick and mortar building and hate your life and everyone around you. So it's a very different system. The B-type business and investor also is about a 2 to 3 year process, and it creates a six-figure plus typically unlimited ceiling income. And again, 2 to 3 years. And so that's very different from a 45-year plan. The other thing is when we look at the left and right, I love comparing them. This was my big aha moment. 90% of the people are on the left side of the quadrant. They're either an employee or self-employed. 90% of the people are over there. But only 10% of the wealth is over there. So you have 90% of the people fighting over, you know, it's like a big herd of pigs in a, you know, all stuffed in there. 90% of the pigs are one pig, what do you call it? A pig sty? a pig, you're a pig farmer over there. So we got 90% of your pigs are in one spot and they're fighting over 10% of the food. That's a messy place to hang out. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but whoa, it's a very different place. Now, we look over on the right side, you guessed it, do the math, 10% of the people are on the right side. It used to be only 5%. That changed in about a 10 to 20 year period, probably because of Robert Kiyosaki's teachings. But now it's at 10%, and 90% of the wealth is on the right side. So 10% of the people are playing around with 90% of the wealth on the right side. We always ask people, what side would you rather be on? And we do our first free consultation at the Raven Institute, and we say, and they're just saying, oh, I'm a school of entrepreneurs here, blah, 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 blah. You're going to pay me to go here? And yeah, it's a whole other show. We're going to do that. Talk about new consciousness. You don't get charged at a school of entrepreneurs. Go to U of M and tell them you want a business degree, and you want to be, not only do you want it for free, you want to get paid while you're there. And with no ceiling, unlimited income potential. So how do we do that at the Raven Institute? Well, we teach B-type business owners to own a B-type business, but in the area of network marketing. And Robert Kiyosaki said that is the business model of the 21st century is network marketing. So now his cash flow quadrant is still true, and it always was true, but it was difficult. You know, you can create, like that restaurant owner, like we said, he can be self-employed and eventually turn his restaurant into a B-type business that has a system. But, man, if that's your passion, go for it. And a lot of people have. You know, Chipotle started out as probably just one little place on a corner. But now it's a system that people can buy into. And the guy who started it is just killing it. And then all the guys who get in with him, guys and girls, are killing it too. Because, again, there's a huge success rate. 98% failure rate in a person who owns their own restaurant. 98% success rate when you own a franchise restaurant. So it's just a very different thing going on there. But Robert Kiyosaki says with network marketing, you can get the same benefits of owning a B-type business, but you don't have to invest several hundred to several millions of dollars over, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. It takes a long time. I mean, he did it. He created, you know, petroleum businesses, real estate businesses. But, I mean, it was killed him. It was hard. But now it comes along network marketing, and you can get, you know, you're in, what's the term I'm looking for? Your cost to get in can be as little as $200. You know, so now you're looking at, oh, my God, now everybody, that's open to everyone. I mean, you could have $200 left on your credit card and go and start a business. We leverage Jeunesse Global at Raven Institute. You suddenly have a global business in over 140 countries. You have a $30 million headquarters with 800 employees. You have 17 distribution centers worldwide. You have Nobel Prize nominated stem cell technology products that are the best in the world. And you don't have to do any of that stuff. You don't have to manufacture it. You don't have to worry about payroll, employees, brick and mortar concerns. You don't have to, and you're only paying $200 to get in. It's incredible, and they pay to train you. They train the crap out of you. And you get so much information for that initial $200, $220, $250 investment. And it could go up to $2,000, depending on how you want to get started. But, I mean, we started for the bare minimum. One of my mentors got started. He couldn't even buy a whole case of product. He bought one, $30. He made $60 million since he started. So, I mean, the return, so a B-type business owner can leverage a system and leverage people to grow a massive business and then become an investor, become someone who allows money to do the work for them. We're going to talk more about this because we got a late start. We're down to under a minute left. And we're going to talk about energetically how this works. Okay, we're going to do it on Monday next week. We're going to talk about the energy flow quadrant. And then we're going to transfer it again over next Tuesday. And we're going to talk about how energy, this is a direct manifestation of new consciousness, new energy. Because the people on the right, the only difference is information. So we're going to talk about getting that information and getting you over on the right side where you belong. Where you can start creating with ease. Where you can start leveraging systems. You know, that's ease. That's not struggling anymore. Okay, so let's talk about that. And we'll look at this more energetically next week. I hope when I first heard about the cash flow quadrant, my life changed forever. And I hope yours did too. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night where we talk about our School of Leadership Development here and the show Channel U coming from the Raven Institute, Robert Joseph Palmer, your host. Be well, all of you. See you around.